Good afternoon, folks. This is Carolyn Evers, and I have Charlene McNeil with me. Hi, Charlene.
Hello.
Anyway,
it's a beautiful day.
Oh, it's gorgeous. We have some things that we want to discuss today. Friends, we want to talk about what is a cord. We have cords that come to us from those we love, from those who perhaps are envious of us. So there's different kinds of cords. We need to be aware of them. We need to know how to clear them. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about ways that perhaps negative influences can enter our energetic bodies, how to clear that. Also, if we have time, I want to talk about some other things too. But while we're bringing forth some of this information, give us a call. You know the number. It's toll free. Imagine that in this world today, all these services. You could tune in free, call toll free. How's that for rising gas prices? Anyway, the number here is 877-876-5227. And if you're up in that country, Canada, looking down upon the United States, we have a toll free number for you too. 888-815-9750. Anyway, friends, give us a call. Charlene, would you give the folks who are listening a thought or a definition as to what a cord is?
Well, we can talk about, we call it an energy cord that each one of us can have and project it to another individual. It can either be a positive energy or it can be a negative energy. Those that project positive, it's like if somebody walks into a room, it's almost like automatically we have this sense that we want to be acquainted with that individual, or else sometimes without knowing it, we'll kind of have a sense of not wanting to be around that individual. They might have what is called an energy field that you're sensitive to. And most people are sensitive to our energy field. I've had to have Archangel Metatron come in and release a negative vibrational frequency that is connected from one individual to another. It seems to me like he has does a pretty good job of coming in and detaching that energy. In other words, if you have, can call it an energy imprint, and that'll be between two individuals. Sometimes we're even interacting without verbalizing for somebody. If we are having a negative feeling towards somebody, or they're having it towards us, even though they're not speaking it, there still is an energy field being connected. So we can call, some call it a cord, some can call it an energy field, or energy block. So, you know, different people use different phrases for it. But well, I usually have Archangel Metatron go in and change that vibrational frequency that is connected to that individual.
Considering that people might not see this energy imprint or this cord, let's talk a little bit about symptoms. I know that if someone has...
Usually the symptoms will be like, well, they can... One individual can actually project a negative energy to somebody until their body actually is breaking down and becoming ill. Are you there?
I'm there. I was...
Okay. I thought maybe I heard a click and I was...
I didn't hear this. I did heard some kind of a click, but it wasn't me. One of the feelings I would like to mention is that people might feel fatigue. fatigue where they don't have an explanation for it, in the sense that, well, I got enough sleep last night, I've rested, I'm eating well, but I'm fatigued. And with fatigue relating to a cord, what would you say, how would you describe what's going on there, Shirley?
You mean if they're not, they're waking up, not, well, I have,
well,
sometimes
you're tired.
I have that.
Huh?
Sometimes I have that, but sometimes I recognize that also I have, if you have a higher vibrational frequency of energy, then you might have, like, those that have not crossed over that'll come and attach to your light and your energy field.
Well, that's what I had in mind, because in a sense...
I think that's what you were probably wanting to go, right?
Yeah, because they're tapping into your energy field, and they're sort of pirating it.
Right. That's a good phrase for it.
And
I
wanted...
what they're doing is they come in and attach to your energy field, and so that they can have that field, that energy field, or they might come with the idea that you have such a bright light that they want to have you share it with them. But sometimes they do it at night, and a lot of times you'll have to go in and ask your angels, your higher source, to stand watch and protect you from any outside invasion of any source whatsoever.
Well, we
so
have
that
a
they
call
don't
on
detach
this,
your energy.
Charlene, we must have touched touched the cord someplace. We got somebody calling. Your name, caller?
William.
Hi, William.
How you doing?
We're doing great.
That's wonderful. I'm having some problems with arthritis. Seems to be severe arthritis, but they're not really sure. And I was just calling for a healing.
Okay.
Well, wonderful, Charlene. That's in your ballpark
it
here.
It sure is. What, usually if we're having the metaphysical, do you know anything, William, about the science of the metaphysical?
No, I don't.
Okay, usually when we have something going on a subconscious level that has not been resolved, then what happens is it breaks down the cell memory. And so then we start experiencing different difficulties with the body because the cells are starting to get a different message rather than the God message. Everything was created with higher source in perfect intelligence. And so we start having experiences and it starts breaking it down. Now, sometimes it isn't just the experience you're having. It can also be in your ancestral line. Do you have people in your ancestors that have arthritis?
Yes, I did.
Okay. So it comes in with that cell memory and the chromosomes and your DNA. It can also come in a past life where there's a cellular memory from past life that needs to be cleared as well. Then, so you're clearing your past life, your subconscious, and you'll be clearing your DNA from your ancestral life. Is that what you'd like me to do?
Yes,
who's your higher source?
Yes, that would be wonderful.
And who's your higher source, William?
My higher source?
Uh-huh.
My higher source is God himself.
Okay, good. Okay, so then what I'm going to be doing is I'm going to go into the God field, or you can call it the quantum field, or you can call it theta, and I'm going to go in, and what I'm going to do is when I go into that energy field, which is a different energy, scientists have now measured, when you go 3 feet, 6 feet, and so forth, there's a different vibrational frequency, and they've measured that. In fact, they had it on the news one night after the news.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, science are now measuring even different vibrational frequencies. So what it does is go into that field, and it will change it within you, and it'll program those different areas that I was telling you about. We'll go in and ask God to change it for you.
That'll be fine.
Okay? All right. And then what I'll do is I'll ask you afterwards how you're feeling, and then I would like you to check back in a few days and let me see how it's starting to resolve the arthritis.
Okay.
Some arthritis can even be because of the things that people eat that are not conducive to their physical body.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay.
So let's go in and ask him.
Well, while Charlene is doing this, she can't hear us because she's going into the quantum field, and that's why I'm taking over now so we can have this conversation and not have empty telephone time.
Okay.
Is this the first time that you've called into hear our show? Or, well, I know it's the first time you've called us, but is this the first time you've listened to our show?
Yes, my niece just called me, and she was listening, and she recommended that I call.
Well, wonderful. We're glad always to have new listeners. We're also happy to be able to help people. Isn't that amazing how communication is? Your niece hears something, and she calls you, and here
yes.
you are on the phone.
Yes, that's true.
Is your arthritis everywhere in the body or specific areas?
Seems to be generally in the whole body.
Oh, that's so painful.
Yes, it is.
Have you had any automobile accidents?
Yes, about 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm. What I have found, I've had doctors tell me, is when you have an automobile accident, you might have arthritis in a little part of your body, and there is something about an automobile accident that triggers it. When you said the whole body, that's why I wondered about that. But Charlene sometimes takes a little while because she'll give us an idea when she comes back to beta, which is the state that we're in now, talking with one another.
Mm-hmm.
And she'll give you an idea as to what she found, what God told her. You know, this whole concept, have you heard of this concept before, William?
From my niece, yes.
Yeah. People can also reach this state in meditation.
Uh-huh.
They can get into theta if they start practicing with meditation. They can get into the theta state themselves with practice. Do you meditate?
No, I've never really meditated. I pray a lot, but I never really meditated.
Well, I think it's wonderful to pray. And praying is like being on a telephone call and you're speaking and you're sending your message to God. Meditating and getting into the theta state of the quantum field is like tuning up your telephone call so now you can have a two-way conversation.
Mm-hmm.
You're talking to God, but then you're also able to listen and hear.
Okay.
Okay, now, William, what I want you to do is sometimes when, how long have you had these symptoms?
About six months.
How long have you had
these symptoms? I've had these symptoms about 6 months.
Okay. Now, I want you to give us a feeling of how your body is feeling now.
Well, I'm feeling a little more relaxed with it.
Okay. Now, you went in and put your cells back into the God intelligence. And that is the adamantine particles are commanded by God's love, which is the God intelligence for which they were created in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
They've been told to go back to that. He went in, actually, and released any and all symptoms associated with why you're having the arthritis symptoms.
I see.
And all the cause and reasons have been resolved.
Oh, that's wonderful.
So you don't have to go in and try to figure it out. It's been taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is there anything in your life at this particular time that is causing a great deal of stress?
Well, some, you know, just the usual day-to-day living sometimes, the economy and family problems or whatever.
Just the The whole thing?
The whole thing.
Okay, can you look at it and know that all things are actually in perfect order and they're going to work out just fine now?
Oh, that's wonderful.
Okay, and then just relax, knowing it. And then what I would recommend to people is when we're doing this, even those that are listening that have the same issue will be clearing as well.
Mm-hmm.
But when you do this, God told me a few years ago, teach them to stay in what is called non-resistance. In other words, once we've gone into God and asked God for his assistance, then don't go in with the analytical, all-knowing, because the analytical brain wants the credibility. So what you want to do is you want to go in, and as soon as you say, if you say, I have, the I have is the God intelligence. So then you create it. You could say, well, I had the symptoms of arthritis, but God has changed that.
I
see what I'm saying?
Yes, I do.
Okay, you stay in what's called non-resistance. In other words, once it's put in the field, do not go and start making comments that are on the negative connotation for it.
Mm-hmm.
You stay in the God energy that says, well, God just took care of it, which he just did.
Okay.
So you don't, and if somebody will come in and say to you, well, how is, and I'm using this as an example,
mm-hmm.
they would go in and say, well, how's your arthritis? You say, well, I don't know that I own that.
Mm-hmm.
Because see, when they say that is, how is your, they put ownership
mm-hmm.
on the illness.
I see.
Okay.
Or
yes.
Another way of looking at that, Charlene, perhaps, is you're recreating it again.
Yes. As a matter of fact, once you go in there and see, all of a sudden you don't have any symptoms of it, and then I have people through the years will say, oh, I can't believe it. Well, you just put a negative on a positive.
I see.
You just always stay really in the positive.
Do not
take ownership. It's like saying, I am, or I am William Arthritis. You see what we do?
Mm-hmm.
We go in and claim it.
I'm
saying that God took that away from you. I am always showing you the example of what traditionally we say it and we turn around and take ownership.
I understand.
And then recreate it all over again.
Right. Because
our cells are listening to everything we say. And they think they're in perfect order for what you're choosing. So you got to make sure that when you say something, it's once your cells, they have knowledge of what you choose to have. So everything we say, everything we think, everything that we feel, our cells are picking up that and they're creating what we say.
Mm-hmm.
So be very careful.
Okay.
And then always state the positive. Okay?
Right. Okay.
I would like to have you report back in a couple of weeks and let's see how you're feeling.
Okay. I will.
Thanks, William.
Thank you so much for your help.
Blessings to you, William.
Thank you. God bless all of you.
God bless you too, dear.
Bye now.
Before we go on, Charlene, why don't we elaborate a little bit on what you just said? Because I think it's very important that the cells in our body are communicating with one another, and it is like our mind, our thought, is like the orchestrator.
Well, I think that's a perfect word to use. Because they pick up on exactly what we're feeling, what we're verbalizing, and what we're saying. And so, because we are the creator of ourselves, we create the memory in ourselves. And that gives us, when we look at that, we go, wow, you mean I've done all of this? And the answer is yes, because you are co-creator with God. Or who your higher self, higher source is. And so you create exactly what you're saying or thinking or feeling. Now, one of the things that you asked me was you said, what's a cord? What is a connection of energy source? We can have other people that do interfere in that if we're in a negative energy field with somebody else, because they will help create that because we start picking up on it. So be very careful with those you associate with.
Well, something that I would like to mention along these lines, Charlene, you know, people might not be aware or might not believe how powerful our thoughts are upon our bodies. And it's easy to think that, well, take this for granted, that that thought does not have anything to do with the body. But I'd like to remind people of something. This to me is the miracle of life. It's if I'd like to direct people to conception for a moment. Here we have two cells. They've come together, and in that coming together, they start to divide, they start to multiply. Now, how do these cells, as they start to multiply, know to make the heart, the lungs, the liver, all of the many miles of the veins throughout the body, the blood supply, the fingernails, the hair? And it is because these cells are communicating with one another. They know how to go about their business and perform what they needed to perform. And I like to remind people of this, Charlene, the power of the communication between the cells. It is perfection itself. And we then come along with our thoughts. We are the orchestrator, so to speak. And if we start walking along carrying a different melody, that's not perfection, the cells start thinking and reacting to that. They are not thinking in a conscious way that we think mentally, but they have consciousness. And as I see it, we can redirect this perfect symphony into something less perfect if we use our mind in a negative manner.
And I'm part of that, yeah, what you're saying is true. If we, you know, and we're saying that it doesn't seem to be an easy job, but you can always turn around. If you all of a sudden you're coming up with a negative thought, maybe it's a thought of fear of something, thought of fear of work or relationship or something. You can always turn around and ask your higher source, like with William, and say, oh, God, I just had a negative thought. Would you pull it out? Now, let me explain why he would want to do that. The reason is that all thought patterns, all feelings and verbalization is created on a vibrational frequency, a sound. So the cells are obedient to that frequency for which you just gave them. So you can go in and ask your higher source, oh, cancel that. I don't choose to be there anymore.
We have another caller, Charlene, and your name, caller.
Yeah, good afternoon, Carolyn. Hi, Charlene. This is Kim from Louisiana.
Who is it?
Kim. I've got a bad cold. Sorry,
oh,
Carolyn.
Oh, Kim.
Yeah, Kim.
Oh, my goodness.
Hi, Kim.
Hi.
This time of the year, huh?
Yeah.
So you got allergies, you're just doing all this clearing.
Exactly. Exactly.
What can we do for you, Kim?
Okay, the last time I talked to you, Charlene, you worked on my son a little bit, and he did have some clearing, and I think he did get better. The thing that's really interesting to me about was when you were doing the clearing, he literally was in another space. So he was with my mother-in-law, and he woke up screaming. He was asleep, and I think it was because of the work that you were doing on him. And I'm hoping that you can do a little bit more work on him today.
Oh, okay. Now, refresh me what he was doing.
Yeah.
Give me his name.
My son,
okay?
Right. My son's name is John Michael.
Okay.
And
okay.
He had
John Michael.
Yeah, John Michael. And he had a pretty traumatic birth, an emergency C-section. really low APCAR scores. He's got a developmental delay, a speech delay, dyslexia, convergence insufficiency.
Oh, I remember. Okay. You had to keep, I had to get through my file and see where it was. Okay.
Yeah, that's okay.
Yeah, I remember now.
Yeah.
So because of that, he ended up with a lot of physical
issues.
Problems, and you said emotional as well. Is that correct?
Right.
Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, okay. I didn't hear you.
So
that's
what's
okay.
The current... there must be something in particular, Kim, that you want Charlene to look at. What is it in particular that has prompted you to make this phone call?
Well, I was listening to you guys again today, and I think any help would be appreciated as far as the whining.
The whining?
The whining. He whines with me almost all the time. It's like almost a habit, you know, and I just want the whining to stop. My husband and myself are separated. My dad's getting ready to die. I'm trying to find the next guy in my life.
Yeah.
And my son is whining all the time.
Okay. Now, give me the whole time. What do you mean by whining?
Well, like
I'm
crying.
I'm trying to hear
like,
him, okay?
Like whining, crying, asking, you know. He basically has like little tantrums that are not normal. Like he'll get all upset about something that hasn't happened yet.
Sounds like he's anxious.
Yeah, I'd say he's pretty anxious.
Mm-hmm.
Is he pretty intuitive?
Very intuitive.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm picking up.
You
know, he knows on some level the journey that is happening now in the family. And there's a part of him, I think, that does not know how to resolve the issue as far as he's concerned. Does that sound reasonable?
Yeah, that I would say that's probably pretty true.
Mm-hmm. And so there's a part of him, as I'm sensing, that is very insecure about his future.
Right.
And
yeah,
about,
we're living...
About your future, about the future. Did you say it was your father that was dying?
Well, my father's dying, but his dad isn't healthy. My soon-to-be ex-husband is not healthy, and he's disabled and severely depressed.
See, here is a young child that he's got so many things to be anxious over.
Right, exactly.
And it's like he's in a world that is hostile.
And he's overstressed all the time, right?
Yeah.
Okay,
what can we do to calm him down, Shirley?
Well, he's seeing a lot of things that you're not. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, you mean
it's
he's picking up?
It's like when we were talking at first. I have God go in and ask Archangel Metatron to go in and break up the energy field in. Before you and your husband were divorced, was there a lot of confrontation?
Well, we're still separated, so we haven't divorced yet. But
okay. But was there a lot of confrontation?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
See, it's kind of what Carolyn was talking about. She said that she was talking about cords.
Yes.
Or energy source. And I'm picking up that he's very, very intuitive.
He is.
Okay. So he's picking up all of the frequencies. And it's causing him to have a lot of trauma.
Yeah.
So let me go in with your permission, and we'll go in and ask God to have Archangel go in and do his particular job, which is to break that up. And also I'll have Archangel Michael come in, send him in for what he needs to do with this, too. Because what
Great.
He's going to do is go in and clear your house.
Yeah. Oh, thank you so much, Charlene. I appreciate that.
Because your house has got a lot of, I sometimes say a lot of stuff, but I guess you know what I'm talking about.
Yes, I do know what you're talking
he's
about.
He's picking up. He's whining because he can see all the dark energies, okay?
Yeah.
And that's causing him a great deal of stress and fear.
Right.
So let's go in and clear that. As I recall, we went in and cleared the conception, didn't we, and the birth.
Yes.
Before.
Yes.
Okay, it looks to me like he is so sensitive to the energy and the dark forces around him that he is fearful all the time.
Yes.
That's why he's whining and wanting you to be right by him all the time.
Right.
Does he just kind of hang on? It looks
yes.
like he is hanging on to you when you're trying to get things done.
Yes.
Okay.
And he's 8 and a half. He's not 4. He's 8 and a half.
Pardon?
He's not 4 years old anymore. He's 8 and a half. He's going to be 9 very soon.
Okay.
I'm not sure that Charlene mentioned that he was 4. I think what you're saying is he's old enough not to be reacting this way.
Yeah. Well, what I, Carolyn, I've had other readers tell me emotionally he reads at about 4.
Oh.
And that's probably true because he has a developmental delay.
Mm-hmm.
But in truth, you know, I mean, I love him to pieces, but I'm ready for him to be a little closer to 9 than 4.
Hey, I understand what you're saying. I've had 5 children. I think I've seen it all. So, you know, I can understand your frustration here because you're dealing with so many other problems. Now, Charlene is
now, what I want to tell you, Kim, is I'm sorry, but that frustrates me. When somebody says his development is 4 and he's almost 9.
Yeah.
That frustrates me because it's kind of like what I was saying at the beginning. You see, they tell you that, it becomes something in your reality, and you're projecting it.
Oh, I got you.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I got
you.
So
I get frustrated when people put a label. And, you know, I do it too, but it frustrates me to hear you say that.
Yeah.
Because I recognize that you're looking at him and saying, oh, his behavioral problems is that of a 4-year-old when he really is 9.
Right.
You see, so you're projecting a thought pattern to the boy.
Gotcha.
Okay, I want you to look at him, and who's to say what is a 9-year-old, right?
Right, right.
But I want you to start looking at him and thinking and feeling as of an 8 to 10-year-old. But you
okay.
say emotional development is slower, but I'm picking it up because the boy is so absolutely so psychic.
Yeah.
That he's struggling with his gift.
Yeah.
Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does, absolutely.
Okay. So people are going to mislabel him, you see?
Right.
So, you know, let's work within his framework of his development that he's supposed to be at.
Right.
And let's see if we can't do something with the whining that is so distracting to you as a mother and to him because it's giving him a reaction that he's getting a negative reaction rather than a positive reaction.
Exactly.
See, and then they start developing a behavior pattern of negative
right.
reactions rather than positive.
Right.
So let's go in there and change that, okay? And who's your higher source? I think it was God, wasn't it?
Right, God.
Okay, let's go in and get him to change that for you.
Great. Thanks so much, Charlene.
I'm curious about something, Kim. When he whines, how do you react to that?
Well, I've tried everything. You know, I do the patience thing and the love thing and the, you know, I do, I mean, I try. You know, I really try hard. But I've also done the, I'm not going to stand for this right now, let's go, you know, let's not do this, you know. And that's kind of how I was parented. I was kind of parented that children are supposed to be seen and not heard.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of my husband's parenting philosophy as well, that being a good parent means bossing my son around.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I try to do the other thing, which is a real liberal thing and be loving and understanding all the time. But sometimes John Michael just gets ugly with me. And then I'm like, okay, now I am mad at you, you know. So
when
he
whines, is it because he's asking for something?
Yeah, he gets worried about stuff, right? Like he'll whine because he couldn't put on a Band-Aid right this morning, or
mm-hmm.
he'll whine because maybe he doesn't have an extra pair of socks for the game and he might need an extra pair of socks, or he'll whine.
And it's because he wants you to put the Band-Aid on, or he wants you to get the extra shots? Is that what the...
Right, right. He wants me to do something to fix it, but I always can't. Right, right. And so, like, the Band-Aid I put on, and then it wasn't good enough, so we had to take it off. And then I had to take him to his dad's house so his dad could put the Band-Aid on. You know, I mean, and but this is all the time. That's just one little example.
Now, examples are good because you're getting frustrated over this, too.
Right,
when, you can't, how should I say this, when you can't comply, when you can't comply with what somebody wants, if they're never satisfied, is that where he is? He's never satisfied no matter what you do?
It would seem like that would be the pattern that he's developed, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I used to tell my guys that I really didn't have whining. I think children have a tendency to want to whine, but I would do it what they wanted if they spoke to me in a normal voice.
Yeah.
Have you tried that? In other words, you talk
I can ask him, and his therapist has said I need to just, you know, tell him I'm not going to deal with him and shut the door, but sometimes I just can't do that. But... Carolyn, it's gotten to the point where it's impossible to please him. You know, like it's 9:30 at night and he wants pancakes from McDonald's now. You know what I mean?
Oh, okay.
And it's
yeah.
like, okay, well, honey, we'll go to McDonald's now, but there, I'll guarantee you there's going to be no pancakes. So then he's going to cry and throw a fit more. And then finally when I say, well, let's get dressed and let's go, then he'll back down.
Mm-hmm.
But not after the tears and the... And it's real tears. I mean, it's not alligator tears. He's not playing me. He's really, really anxious. He's really, really sad.
Is he looking for what he thinks is an expression of love?
Well, I think I'm not sure about that, but I try to give it to him.
Oh, I'm sure that you do.
Yeah. I mean, I try to hug him and kiss him a lot.
But, you know, some people, it's like, if you love me, they're not saying this to you, but it's like, for me to know that I'm loved, I've got to see the person that I love jump through hoops. Is he doing that?
Yeah, maybe. I suspect, yes. And I suspect it's become a habit, like a pattern. Yeah.
Well, it just seems to me, I'm trying to put myself in this young man's situation. You know, he still is a little boy, whether he's 8 or 9.
Yeah,
and
he
had so
little
much
boy.
Around him collapse. You know,
right.
His security, his...
Right.
Yeah, he's had a lot of things collapse around him.
Yeah, he
and
has.
He
and
doesn't...
he is...
What were you saying?
He's extremely psychic.
Yeah,
I mean, extremely
that's
psychic. Yeah, he, like, he, you know, he reads my mind all the time. Exactly word for word.
Oh, that has to be a mother's worst nightmare. To have her kid read her mind. Oh, my goodness. I don't envy that.
Oh, gee whiz, I must have missed something fun.
Yes. We were talking about how psychic he was, and Kim said her son reads her mind all the time, and I said, my golly, that's a mother's worst nightmare. The kids read your
exactly.
mind.
That, well, you know, this boy really has a higher purpose.
Yeah.
And so God went in and cleared him and took him to back into what's called the God intelligence. So for, he's created in God Father and God Mother's image. He is their essence. And he will be performing that now that your home is cleared. Oh,
thank you so
I
much,
forgot
Shelley.
Something. I got to go back in.
Okay.
You guys go talk again. I forgot something. Just
well,
I'll
go get your hat.
Just
that's
a minute.
Okay. Carolyn, the other day we were at Walmart, and I was reading an Army, right? I was in the Army, so I know. So I was reading the thing, that the her insignia, and he said, Mom, what's a captain? And I said, oh, honey, that's just what I said in my head, because I was reading her insignia on her uniform to see what rank she was to be in the military. And he said, oh, you know, I mean, but that happens to me all the time.
Like
so.
I said, it's got to be the mother's worst nightmare.
I
mean, you know, when you have children, there are times when they just fatigue you to no end.
Mm-hmm.
And you can think anything you want, but my golly, you don't want your kid picking it up. I mean,
right.
I have thought some terrible things, but yet replaced this face of being understanding and dealing with it. But my golly, when you got somebody reading your mind, that's bad news. I think before you get off the air, when Charlene comes back, I think we need to talk a little bit about you have to learn how to clear your house yourself.
Okay.
Now,
yeah,
what he did was he went and put a vortex around your house and your property.
Oh, good.
Oh, great.
So, you know, once all the was removed, the negative, then what we did was he went in, he put you a gold on your roof.
Yeah.
Which is a higher vibrational frequency, isn't it?
Yeah.
So your roof is now gold. Out around your property, in the base of your home, and then he also put a vortex.
Yeah.
Which is a color spectrum of all the colors.
Yeah.
And they vibrate at a higher vibrational frequency.
Thank you so much.
We did all of that so that none of those that was cleared out of there can come back in.
Yeah. Hey, guys, I want to tell you, I think this is fun. Like, I talked to a reader on Monday night and at a radio show, a talk radio show, and she said, there's going to be a grid of Christ consciousness put around your house very soon. So she said, you don't really have to worry about your house right now, because I see it clearing very fast. And I was like, okay, cool.
Well, I almost forgot to do it. All of a sudden he's reminding me, you forgot to protect the house. And I go, oh, okay.
That's so funny. Don't you think that's funny? Because she was picking up on the work that you were going to do today.
Apparently.
On Monday night.
How cool is that?
I think that's pretty cool. Yeah, I think it's cool.
Now let's see how John Michael is doing, okay?
Okay.
And then when you look at him, recognize, and if he says something that creates a feeling for you that's negative, always look at something that he's doing and create a positive.
Okay.
I don't care if it's a tough day and you have to look at it and say, at least he combed his hair.
Yeah, well,
you
that doesn't
what
happen
saying?
Often, but...
or if he does something positive, reinforce the positive.
Okay,
if it's
I will.
A negative, you've got to keep quiet.
Okay, gotcha.
Unless it's out of sorts and you have to do something to create
right.
the positive. That's
and
different.
I rarely do anything. I mean, I react to the negative to try to fix it, but I rarely, you know... I mean, he's a really good kid. He's a really good boy. So, and he's really
sweet.
Well, that's
good. Do you have other children?
No, he's my only son.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, good. Just reinforce the positive. And looks like he's going to do really fine. Let's see if the whining is gone, because he just sees all that stuff.
Yeah.
It's just creating a great deal of frustration and fear with him.
Yeah.
Charlene, who?
But that's gone now.
Charlene,
thank you so
who
much,
has? Is there someone who is sending the negative emotions to them so that they're under attack?
Yeah, there really is. But
mm-hmm.
I'm hoping that what has happened at this particular time, when we went and put the higher frequency of sound around the property, and also took the vortex and put around. The vortex is all, I always see it when I'm looking at it, it's almost like a fisherman's net, you know, how they have all these holes in them?
Yeah.
And what they do is it's just like they're reflector mirrors, is the only way I can describe what I see.
Mm-hmm.
And what they do is if somebody's projecting negative to you and to him or to your property or inside your home now, what it does is it reflects off of that like a mirror and reflects back to them. They have to deal with that energy.
Right, and unfortunately...
They can't come in with it.
Yeah. But
now, if you have to go in every day and just say, God, you know, put the make sure the vortex is nice and sound.
Okay, I will.
Okay?
Yeah,
just
unfortunately...
Every day.
Kim,
okay.
What I want to add to this is we can put protection around your family, your house, your property, but what can undermine that is fear on your part or on your son's part.
Yeah, and I think I'm pretty good with handling fear. Like, I don't really have much of it. But you know, my son's different, and you know, it's to me, it's kind of like a it's kind of, I mean, I see my life as a blessing, and I see John Michael as you know, a gift from God, and there's a reason, but my husband is, unfortunately right now, a very dark individual in a very dark place.
Well, and I think that's what Carolyn and I were picking up.
Yeah.
Well, this is why I'm trying to say is that we can do these things that can be undermined, and that's why it's going to be important to keep up on this. In
right.
other words, if you see, you should see an improvement now, but if you're not able to clear, I take that back. You are advanced enough that you should be able to clear your property. And it seems to me that you could also give the command yourself, Kim, that everything be cleared. You know that this has been put into place and it stands, but in the event that you have a negative entity has used fear in some way, either your son's or yours, that it could be undermined. But you have the power as the light being that you are, to make sure that all of this is clear yourself.
Yes. And I have gone to my husband repeatedly, you know, in the astral or whatever, the spiritual realms, and I've said to him, you know, if you're just going to be negative and you're just going to cause problems and you're just going to hurt John Michael, you might as well just die now. You know, I said, I don't want it anymore. I'm done, you know. And I know he's not going to be around forever. I don't think he's going to be here long, but it's, you know, to me it's like, okay, well, I'm ready yesterday.
Well,
but,
now, do you have verbal communication with him?
Yes, but he's, because of his mental illness, the verbal communication is very minimal. My husband's mental illness. And see, we're still in the middle of the separation, and so we still have to sell the house, and we still have to, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
You still have to. But what I was going to recommend is if you know that you're going to have some verbal communication, and people forget that you can actually pick up on their energy from off the phone
right.
or the computers.
Right.
So what you want to do is if you know that you've got that or have had that, then clear those items immediately, okay?
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Okay, if you have a communication on the phone, clear the energy on it.
Yeah.
If it's over the internet or computer, clear the energy immediately from the computer.
Well,
okay.
You're right, Charlene, but let me ask Kim. Kim, do you know how to clear it?
Well, except for to kind of just bathe it in white light or ask
That's
God
good.
To...
That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, just put God's light. See, I always put God's love, light, and energy in.
Yeah.
Because God's love is the highest vibration frequency there is.
Right.
You know, and so put God's love in.
Yeah.
And then send, you never said what his name, it doesn't matter, but just send him God's love.
Yeah. And then he'll run the other way because he's really negative right now, unfortunately.
Well, but just keep sending it.
And, yeah.
Because you're sending the positive.
Right.
You know, and he right. is. See, we even though their behavior is so negative, it's important that we turn around. That doesn't mean you put up with it.
Right.
Because then you're not honoring yourself.
Right.
You don't put up with the negative. That's not required.
Right.
Because God said that you must honor yourself.
Exactly.
So if somebody else is being unkind or cruel to us, it is not required for us to allow that to happen.
Right.
So you turn it around and say, you know, I cancel this, and I put God's white light and his love, light, and energy in, and I send him God's love. Because
okay.
you're sending it back.
Yeah.
So that it doesn't belong to you.
Yes.
Okay? Anytime.
Thank you so much, Charlene and Carolyn.
Good talking to you, Kim.
Yes, have a blessed afternoon, ladies.
You too, dear.
Okay, thank you.
Have a nice, wonderful weekend.
Oh, thank you so much. You too. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, so many people go through difficult... It seems like we all have a time when we go through some difficult things in our lives. And a lot's going on right there. Kim's
yes,
got a lot that he has to work with.
Yeah, a very challenging time.
Yeah.
Very challenging. And to maintain your own integrity and your own self-worth during that time is a struggle to find that you can maintain it in spite of what's going on around you.
Well, divorce that is, unfriendly, unloving, hostile, whatever word you want to use, it's a very difficult time for people, and especially when there's children involved.
Well, especially when it involves your children and you're so sensitive to their needs.
Oh, yeah.
But this little boy's come in with the ability to be able to handle it because of his eternal strength that he has within himself.
Well, Charlene, we have another caller, and your name, caller.
This is Betty.
Hi, Betty.
How are you doing, Carolyn?
Betty, I haven't heard from you for a while, darling.
I've been so busy packing, Carolyn. I'm just right in the middle of everything. You know, I have a short time. So I was calling about a tooth that is loose and sore. I think I'm going to lose it if I don't do something. I don't know what.
So what are you trying to say? You want some help with trying to
save this tooth?
Fix this
tooth?
Yeah,
to save my tooth, if possible.
Where is it, Betty?
It's a jaw tooth on the left side. It's sore and it's coming. You know, it's loosened up in the bone area.
Well, what do you have to say about this, Charlene?
Well, Betty, don't you have a problem with your right one as well?
With my right one? Yeah,
are you having problems there on the
right? I lost one over on the right side.
You what?
I lost one on the right side.
Oh, and so now you fear that what happened on the right, you're losing it on the left.
Yeah, probably, yeah.
Yeah.
But see, I was
looking at you, and I could see the right side. But I didn't get to the left yet.
Huh.
Okay.
Are you working on it, Charlene?
I'm looking.
You're looking. I was going to talk to Betty if you...
I'm sorry. When I get looking, I don't hear anything, so...
Okay,
let me go in there and look at it, okay?
How you doing, Carolyn?
I am doing great, Betty.
Wonderful.
I wish you would join us on the Archangel Michael conference calls. I know you're packing and you're busy and all that, but he has brought in the standing wave, the healing energy. It's an ascension tool, like is in the pyramid at Cheops.
Yeah.
And you've been through so many of our conference calls, and now at something that I think is so crucial, you're packing boxes.
What?
You're packing boxes.
I know. I've got to go follow the dove, the white dove.
How about joining us for the one at the end of the month?
It's at the end of the month?
Yeah, it's the fourth Thursday. I don't have my calendar in front of me. The fourth Thursday of this month.
Okay.
What has happened is Archangel Michael, Master Kasumi, and Yeshua has brought in the standing wave.
Yeah.
Last time we brought it to the etheric body, and the end of the month, this energy is going to be brought to the physical body. And
uh-huh.
I really think you need to be there.
Well, I could use some more energy.
Yes.
I'm doing all this by myself right now. All my health got sick.
Oh, while Charlene is working on this, I want to mention to you something that could be of great help. And that is the mouth needs to be in an alkaline condition.
Okay.
And two things that really help get it in the alkaline condition is if you gargle with Listerine, that
uh-huh.
helps to get rid of the bacteria that's
yeah.
in your mouth that's not healthy. And
mm-hmm.
then brushing your teeth in
baking
soda.
Baking soda, yeah. I used that for a while and then the...
Well, see, that makes the mouth alkaline.
Okay.
And I bet if you try that, go back to that and work with it for a little while, you're going to see some differences.
Well, I'll sure try it.
Yeah, try it. It's not going to hurt.
Yeah.
Well, I think Charlene's still...
Part of the thing is that the cells in your mouth, in your gums are starting to pick up that they're supposed to be at a different memory than, and so they're not hanging on to your teeth.
I'm picking up a new memory?
Well, there's a different creation of memory that's being created down in your gums, okay? So it's not just in the one area.
I'm not understanding that, Charlene.
I'm sorry, say it again.
I said I'm not understanding your meaning.
Okay, all of a sudden, okay, now what is happening to your gums? Explain that to everybody.
Well, her gums are, they're red and inflamed, I suspect.
Right, but they're also shrinking, right? They're not holding on to the tooth.
Yeah.
Is that correct?
Yeah, it's not holding on to the tooth, but it seems to be kind of like swollen on the gum area there.
Right, but so it's not hanging on to the tooth.
Yeah.
Okay, because of the inflammation?
I assume, I don't know.
Well, it looks like it's not just the gum, it's like the jaw itself.
That's what I would think. That's what I would guess.
Okay. So what is happening is the cells in the jaw is starting to pick up to use a different memory. So what God's doing is taking it back to the original memory.
What, was he going to leave the tooth in?
Pardon?
What, is he going to leave my tooth in?
Yeah, because what it'll do is it'll go back to the memory, which is called the stem cell fetal memory that it was created at.
Okay.
And so that memory, it's been broke up, and so it assumes it's doing the right job for you, when in the reality that it is not aware of, it is not doing that. It's not hanging on to those teeth.
Hey, Charlene, is this an interference from a past life?
Well, that's what. We got to change that as well.
Mm-hmm.
Also, did you have a family member that had that same issue?
Yeah, my dad. He had to have all of his teeth pulled out.
Yeah, I was just going to say that.
Yeah.
Looks like you had a family member that had to have false teeth.
Right.
Okay. So we got to go in and change the DNA on that.
Okay.
So that's canceled, and then God will go back in and put it at the stem cell fetal memory,
right,
changing also any past life where there was a trauma and people basically didn't know how to take care of their teeth, and the teeth actually fell out.
Well, you know, I do grit my teeth a lot at night. I don't know if that has anything to do with it.
Well, it does. It does. Okay, so you need to have also a memory put in there that at night you relax. Because when you go to sleep at night, what's your perception that happens to you when you go to sleep at night?
What is my perception?
Yeah.
I just am aware that sometimes I am biting my teeth together real hard. For some reason, I don't know.
Well, part of it is, do you fear the night?
Do I what in the night?
Do you fear going to sleep at night?
Oh, no, I don't fear going to sleep.
Okay. But you have a fear, so you're gritting your teeth.
It must be, or some kind of memory there, or something going on.
Okay, but what I'm saying is, let's have God go in and release that, okay?
Okay.
So that when you sleep at night, you're not gritting your teeth and damaging the root system.
Right.
Okay?
All
right, we'll go back in and let's go in and work on that.
Okay.
Daddy, it sounds to me like you're putting on the brakes.
I'm telling you, everything's coming up to keep me from moving. I was told this was going to happen. Oh, boy.
So what are you feeling, like you're getting a little sabotage in this move?
Yeah. I think it's just a little test because, I mean, it's just coming bang, bang, bang. But,
you wonder why we got to be tested?
Yeah, and I'm plugging ahead, though. I mean, I'm not stopping. I'm going.
Tell them you got all the A's in the past. You don't have to be tested again.
That's what I say, Carolyn. It's time for us to be in our joy, by golly.
That's
enough is enough.
Absolutely. But do tune in for this this one conference call.
I really think
you need to do that.
I heard Richard Presser's book is really good.
I can't hear you.
I say I heard that Richard Presser has a book out that's really good.
Oh yeah, yeah. Well, you have his website, don't you?
I can find it. I think
The Coming Golden Age.
The Coming Golden Age. Okay.
Yeah, he's been on my show. Well, you know, he's been on the conference calls for.
Yeah.
Since day one.
Somebody mentioned it to me, and I said, "Well, that name sounds familiar." Oh well, yeah, he's been on the conference calls.
Yeah. Well, it was interesting because one of our conference calls was with Mother Mary, and she mentioned to him, you know, that she'd be working with him and to continue writing the book. And
yeah.
So, yes, he's working with Mother Mary. We have Voices from Heaven, which I call in people that we're going to interview, and we've had Yeshua, Master Kasumi, and the questions that people ask are just so remarkable. And
yeah.
This last one was with Mother Mary, and she mentioned again about, you know, working with Richard. So all of that is really good. And I thought next month I wanted to have a little bit different from Voices from Heaven, and I asked Marilyn Monroe to come. I thought that might spice things up a little.
Yeah.
Well, Marilyn Monroe did a chapter in Chaos Before Creation, and we
yeah.
had 13 people. Did you ever get that book, Chaos Before Creation?
I have that book.
Yeah, Marilyn Monroe is... gave that information for that one of the chapters, and I thought it would be kind of fun to bring her in and let the
yeah.
people ask her questions and see what she comes up with.
It ought to be interesting.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
When are you moving?
Well, I'm supposed to be out here by June, possibly May, so
mm-hmm.
pushing the deadline here. Got to sell all my woodworking tools. It's breaking my heart.
Woodworking. Well, what were you doing with woodworking? What was your...
It's just a hobby. I like to build things out of wood.
Okay. So. Now, what I want you to do is kind of rub your tongue or your finger along your jawline now.
Put my tongue on that side?
Uh-huh.
Where
it's been swollen, or even you take your finger in there and just let me see if that swelling started going down.
It's tender right toward the gum edge, but up above it's not as sensitive.
Good. Okay,
yeah.
It was kind of interesting because he put in that your gums and your jaw. Let's see, we got a jawbone there, right? And the gums now are in partnership with your teeth.
Good.
I thought that was kind of interesting.
Yeah, because we need to support each other.
That's what it said. We're
yeah.
in partnership and with love and support of one another.
Amen.
And we hang on to each other and support each other.
Yeah.
So that there's a companionship there.
Yeah,
they
want to get friends, be friendly, and get to know one another.
Yeah.
Well, but yeah, see, if you have cell memory in there, that it's gone back to ancestral line where the memory started to not hang on or to support each other, then they start losing them.
Very interesting. Well, Charlene, and I appreciate very much, and it's good talking to you too again, Carolyn.
Okay.
Oh, it was great talking to you,
Betty. Okay. I want to see how your jaw's doing.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Take care.
Uh-huh. Bye. Bye-bye.
Well, we've had quite a broad range of topics here.
Yeah, it was kind of fun, huh?
Look, while we've got a chance here, how about you giving people your telephone number in case they want to benefit from calling you privately? when we're on the air, we can only work with people for a relatively short period of time, but if, you know, some problems require more work than you could possibly do on the phone. So give your telephone number, Sherlene.
Okay, I'm Mountain Standard Time. It's 801-944-9346. If I do not call you back in 48 hours, please call me. I've had, even my mother called me twice the other day and I didn't get it on the phone. So just be reminded I'm not ignoring people. It's just that I have to periodically, Caroline, I don't know whether you do this, Carolyn, but we have to go in periodically and clear our phone line, not just the phones, but the phone lines themselves. And I think lately I'm going to have to clear that phone every single day because my mother said, well, I called you twice. And I said, well, I'm sorry, I didn't get it.
You're just a high-energy person knocking everybody off the line.
It's all those energies that come in to kind of, you know, sabotage what you're doing. So
well, that's
I have
true.
To be aware of that, too, and I didn't realize it gotten so bad. So please, if I haven't called you in 48 hours, please call me back. I'm not ignoring you. And leave your phone number and state it very slowly. Do it twice and your name, because somebody called me the other day from Australia, and I could not hear anything that was said. Just barely, the first name was Mary, and after that, it was all garbled, and I couldn't pick it up. It wasn't even on the answering machine. So please call me back. It isn't, I'm ignoring you. And cell phones are especially very difficult to pick up. So
right.
Please call.
Well, I can vouch for the fact that Charlene does return her phone calls.
Yeah, sometimes she doesn't, does she, Carolyn?
And so, folks, my my web address is www.carolynevers.com, and I would like to say that there's so many things there of interest. The Akashic Records, I believe, are quite remarkable. The readings that we get from the records in the center of the cosmos are so remarkably complete. I was just thinking about Edgar Cayce the other day and how interesting his readings were, and I really do believe that what the cherubim have stored there for you is just as interesting, and the answers that I get from people is just how remarkable the readings are. So consider if you have some questions that you want some in-depth information about, that's the place to start, friends. I really am very encouraged by what's coming forth. And then, of course, there's the conference calls, which I feel are quite remarkable, too.
You know, it's kind of most people that are calling or I'm talking to, I find that a great deal of people, and you and I have talked about this, and that is how much fear people are becoming, very fear-based, and that lowers your vibrational frequency, and rather than recognizing that God's in charge and we have to stay in that field like we were talking about before, as soon as you go into the negative, just recognize that God didn't send us here, or our higher source did not send us here to fail. We came here to succeed. And so things are going to work out, and they'll work out for the best. And sometimes it doesn't feel like it at the time, but we have to be reassured that we're here for success, not failure. But
well,
fear will create a great deal of problems for us.
I agree with you on that. You know I agree with you, Sherlene. I think what's happening now is this is the time that energies are coming to Earth that are bringing forth a lot of this stuck energy that's in the subtle body. And there we've had centuries of control and domination and things that were so fear-based. I mean, we've had inquisitions, we've had wars, all of us have died in battles or we've had raiding armies wipe out settlements. And even though that happened in what we call the past, there is a lot of that stuck energy that we didn't clear before we crossed over. And then when we came back to Earth again, that was in our energy field, the DNA sometimes, and it has another opportunity to come up and be cleared. And so a lot of that is going on right now. People's energy bodies are bringing forth this stuck issue from past lifetimes, and it needs to be cleared, and a lot of it is fear-based. So in answer to what you're saying, Charlene, I'm agreeing with what you're saying, but I think that a lot of this fear that we're going through is coming from a couple places. Energy is coming to the surface to be cleared from our past. And the same thing is happening in world events right now. And so we're seeing a lot of turmoil, whether it's politically inspired. The weather is being so extraordinary. A lot of damage is happening from floods and hurricanes. We're talking about the prices of things going up, gasoline prices, scarcity. And so we're in this, what seems like a whirlwind of negativity, and we must find balance. We must find joy. We have to send our minds above that and tap into God's joy and love to find our balance.
You know, I've been thinking about that when I'm passing about with the gas. Now, if we have the ability, if everybody, let's say that everybody makes a decision to concentrate on the gas price and see it coming down, wonder what would happen.
Well, let's talk about that later. We have
okay,
a caller now, Charlene, and your name, caller.
Hello, this is Jackie.
Hi, Jackie.
How are you?
We're great, Jackie. What can we do for you, dear?
Well, I just got finished talking to a friend of mine. I'm having some very, very, very sharp pain in my side, and I've been having a respiratory illness, and I just was wondering if that was connected to something from my past that I might be able to handle today.
Okay, let's review this a little. You have a sharp pain in your side. What is that?
On my
right
side, right underneath my rib cage.
The left side, you got a sharp pain, and then what else?
Well, I've been having a respiratory illness that's been very difficult to manage. In fact, it's becoming like asthma. So
now,
I thought maybe it was related to coughing, you know, coughing too much. But I can't find a comfortable place, and it's been getting worse and worse all day.
Now, this respiratory illness, has this been because you have the flu, something temporary, or do you think this is something deeper than that?
I'm not really sure. I just, I'm not sure. I don't know.
Well,
I've never had this kind of a respiratory
So it's rather recent.
Pardon me?
It's rather recent. Is this a recent thing, or is this something that has...
Oh, recent.
Yes.
Yes, this is very recent.
Okay.
Just in the past couple of weeks.
Okay. Charlene?
But have you... It looks to me like when I'm looking at you, it looks like you're having problems with your bronchial tubes.
Right. In fact, I went to a regular doctor because my employer would not... actually took me there because I was having difficulty breathing. And the doctor said I had some kind of virus and then prescribed some kind of an inhaler. And it said that if I would take this inhaler, it would relieve my breathing problems. But I just don't want to take that. I've been taking colloidal silver and oregano. Today I started that as a therapy.
Good. That's a good choice.
But,
you know,
suddenly,
I suddenly
had this very, very sharp pain in my back. It's right on the right side, right underneath my rib cage, and I just can't understand it because I was seeming to get well from the respiratory illness. Now, suddenly, I have this other very strange pain. And as I was talking to my friend, she said, call in right away. It might be something that you need to deal with. I've called before. Last year, I called before, and you helped me with a shoulder ailment, and that went away within a couple of weeks, and it had to do with past injuries that I had in past lives. And somehow y'all went through and got rid of that. So I'm hoping that maybe this
isn't
is something
wonderful?
Else related to that.
Okay, let's go. Okay, who's your higher source?
Who's my higher self?
God. Yes. No, oh, is it God?
Yes.
Okay, well, Caroline usually asks this because different people have different ideas.
Oh, I see.
Some people want to do universe, some people want to do the middle of the cosmic, or, you know, they have different...
Whenever I go and ask for help, I usually see Jesus.
Oh, well, so which do you choose? Do you choose Jesus or God? It's your choice.
Okay, God.
Okay. Okay, I'm going to go in and I'm looking at you and seeing that the bronchial tubes are swollen, okay?
Okay.
That's even before you told me, was showing me that they look like they're swollen, and the opening there is minimal. Does that make sense?
Yes, that's what
okay.
It feels like. It feels like there's a tightening there.
Okay, so let's go in, and he'll show me more, and then I'll come back and give you a report.
Okay. Okay.
Okay, just a minute.
Isn't this amazing, Jackie?
The miracle that was performed on me before last spring when you worked on my shoulder, I have complete use of my shoulder. I haven't had any more pain since that time I called in before, and I've listened to your show since then.
Mm-hmm.
It's just amazing to me what this woman is able to do.
Oh, yes. Well, what she would say is she's not doing it, that God is doing it, and that
well,
is true. However,
that's true.
It's the dedication that she uses, and as you know, her gifts, my gifts, these are things that didn't happen just in this one lifetime. You know, we've worked with these things over many lifetimes.
That's
and so,
amazing.
You know, the person, whoever is working in these spiritual areas, they've been faithful to it.
Fabulous.
Yes.
I appreciate it.
But you know, Jackie, I am of the belief that whatever a person wants to do, they can do it. You know, if you believe that the soul is eternal and you work towards something, it might not happen in one lifetime, but in the next, for sure.
Right. I believe that, too.
Yeah. And, you know, whatever a person wants to do, the opportunity is there for them. And even to the point that if you would meditate and you would work on this, you could see into your own body yourself.
Well, that's why I was wondering, because when I sat and tried to make myself be calm and deal with this pain, I don't think that these two are related. I think the thing on my side might be my gallbladder or something. That's what I kept getting, was the feeling that something was trying to get... I've been going through all of these cleanses to cleanse my body and to get
mm-hmm.
rid of toxics, and I'm wondering if my gallbladder is trying to
pass stones or something. We'll talk to Charlene about it.
Okay.
I think that what might be helpful to you to work on seeing into your body when you're not sick.
Right. Okay.
In other words, the reason that I say that is because when a person is in pain or they feel that something's
mm-hmm.
wrong in their body, there is a certain amount of anxiety that they feel, and you might not be able to trust what you're seeing or hearing
right.
or feeling. But if
right.
you're not if you're feeling well and you start working with this process, you can command yourself, for instance, if you wanted to see the blood being pumped through some veins,
mm-hmm.
you know, you could look at your hand and, you know, command that you see the blood pulsing through your veins. Or if you want to see an organ, or if you want to perceive the subtle body around your physical body, just know that we can do these things and work on it, and it takes a little bit of time. Now, when we do conference calls, for instance, and we have whether it's Jesus or Archangel Michael, they come and they work with us and they teach, they help people to see into the next dimension also. This mm-hmm. is very important. But the thing is to know we can do these things.
Fabulous.
We've been, and the reason that we can do these things is because we have a soul, and our soul is particles of God, and this ability is because of that. And it's like a seed. You know, God put the seed into our soul, and we have to work with it to make it grow. But you can do this.
Well, that would be fabulous. I would really like that. I would really like for this to be healed. That's what I see. I see myself being well.
Oh, and that's so important. To see yourself and feel yourself in a perfect state. Mother Mary has told us in work that she has given us that we can be healed, but if we then turn around and question it and see ourselves in a state of not being perfect, that the problems can come back. So
right.
Seeing yourself perfect and in perfect health, this is what you are declaring for yourself, is very important.
Okay, Jackie?
Yes.
There's something going on in your life that's making you question about staying here.
What, question which?
It's I'm sorry. I'm in theta and here at the same time. Just a minute. Let me get myself back oriented.
Okay.
Okay, now I can do it. What happens is you're having a feeling of concern about your life here on this earth.
Oh, yes.
Okay. You're fearing it. Is that correct?
Well, my fear is that I will miss what opportunity I'm supposed to... What am I supposed to be doing right now? Because I feel that what I'm doing with my life is not... It's just worthless. I'm a teacher, and what I have to teach every day is not what these children need to be learning. So...
Oh.
But I'm so close to retirement that I... And I have a fear that if I don't go to retirement, I won't have the money that I need to function.
Okay.
So,
but
that's pretty big.
That's pretty good, huh? Okay, part of it is, do you like being here?
I like being here?
Here on this earth.
Oh, sure, I enjoy it. This earth is beautiful.
Okay. Now... How much longer for retirement?
I don't know. I figure at least 2 years.
Well, that's not too bad.
That's not too bad.
Okay, now, well, what you're saying is, as I'm putting that positive in your bronchial tubes, because usually on the metaphysical, if people are having problems with breathing, they don't mm-hmm. feel like they have the right to be here, to be on this earth, to enjoy life. Does that sound like anything that you've been thinking?
That I don't have the right to be here?
Well, they don't want to be here. They're questioning being here.
Oh, wow. Yes, I am questioning that. I don't know what I'm supposed to be doing.
Okay. All right.
Because I know I'm learning about all of this information that we're getting from our higher selves, but it doesn't seem to fall along with this three-dimensional life that we have to live. It seems to be...
Well, part of it is it's moving that way pretty rapidly, and
yeah.
So you being a part of it is okay. It's just looking at it and saying, okay, God will put it in this place that it's supposed to be at the right time.
Okay.
So what you're going to do is go, like I was telling the other caller, You've got to stay out of resistance once you've put it in the God field. Stay out of resistance and stay in non-resistance. Now you've given it to God, let God do his job. Because what we do is we ask God for help, and then we go in and tell him how to do it and when to do it. Now, isn't that true?
That's
kind of human nature for us to do that. So what you're going to do is you're going to step back and you're going to say, no, I'm happy to be where I'm at. It will fall into place when it's supposed to, because you just asked for assistance. Okay? It's just going to be just fine for you.
I see.
Okay? And then the other thing is I want you to take, at this time, I want you to take some deep breaths, and I want to see how those bronchial tubes are now going back to the stem cell fetal memory, and that they're putting in the positive, and they're shrinking that inflammation. It's almost like the inner lining of it was swollen. There's kind of getting smaller and smaller. So now we put in the positive. I want you to take some deep breaths and blow out and let me know how that feels.
Well, my chest is feeling a lot less tight, that's for sure.
Okay, do it again.
Well, that part is doing great. It's still the sharp pain in my back.
Okay, that hasn't gone. Okay, just a minute.
And I was just telling Carolyn, earlier today when I was trying to meditate, I kept having this vision or seeing my gallbladder. Isn't that weird? And it was looking like I was trying to pass a stone, or there were several stones, or this marble, something that was trying to come out. And I'm wondering if that's what I'm feeling right now.
But that wouldn't come in your gallbladder, it'd come in your kidneys.
Pardon me?
Not in your gallbladder, but it would in your kidneys.
It's in my kidneys?
Well, but the gallstones is in your kidneys. I'm sorry, I'm in there looking again. Just a minute. Do you have your appendix?
I don't have an appendix, no.
I didn't think so. It didn't look like it. I was trying to see if it was appendix. I couldn't see.
No, this is like right in the middle of my body on the right-hand side. It goes from my back all the way under into the front. So that's what makes me think it's there, because it's hard when I take a deep breath. It's a sharp pain.
Charlene, you didn't hear Jackie talk about this. She said she had been taking some cleanses. She's been cleansing her body.
Oh.
And
what have you been taking? What have you been taking for cleansing?
Oh, it's a product called Colonix, and I've been taking Paranil for parasites and cellular cleanse.
All at one time?
Little drops to clean out. So I'm wondering if I'm cleaning everything out, and so it's reacting to that, because I've been doing this for like several months.
What oil are you taking?
What oil?
Yeah, you got an oil there.
Yeah, it's a hemp seed oil.
Oh. See if it's your gallbladder. The gallbladder, if it's diseased, doesn't like oils.
It's what?
It'll just make you sick.
A little louder, Charlene. She can't hear you.
I said usually the gallbladder doesn't like the oils. If it's diseased or dysfunctional, it will not create the right kind. Your gallbladder is next to the liver in order to support with the oils that come in.
Uh-huh.
So what happens is, my understanding is, which is limited, but what I'm hearing is the gallbladder will end up being dysfunctional because it does not handle the oils anymore.
Huh.
So So if you're doing a cleansing and you're doing very many oils, yeah, it'll cause you to hurt really bad.
Wow.
Because it doesn't function correctly.
Hmm. Okay.
Okay? Because that's what I'm seeing is it's not serving you like you want. And we would like to go in and get it healthy. And we can do that.
Oh, that would be
making
nice.
Making it so it's healthy.
Charlene, while you go in, I have a question. Check and see if she is using too many products at one time.
Yes.
Yeah, that might be true.
Well, see, and I don't know. This is just a Charlene thing.
Uh-huh.
But people want to go in and do these cleansings.
Yeah.
I've seen more people look like they're just about dead. I'm serious. But this is just a Charlene thing because other people say, well, it's really great. But I think you overtax the body.
Yeah, because when you cleanse, you use a product, you're cleansing an area, but then the body has to get rid of whatever that cleansing has done, has stirred up.
Right.
And so, I mean, I'm not looking inside of your body. This is my logic telling me that
uh-huh.
you have used, what, two or three different areas that you're cleansing?
Yeah.
And you're doing it at one time, and you've done this for how many weeks?
A month. Christmas.
So that means that whatever you have cleansed removed, the body now has to dispense with it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like you've got these things coming from several different areas that the body's got to deal with.
Right.
So when you go in, Charlene, I would like for you to ask that question also.
Well, also you can it's kind of like if I'm doing a clearing on somebody, somebody will call in. And I'll be doing a clearing on their cell memory, and they want to do a long time, or somebody will say, no, I want to keep going, and I'll say, well, I'm telling you, God's saying no. And I have one lady says, no, I just want to keep going. I said, I'm telling you, he said you've had enough for one time. You
wow.
see, we don't understand how our bodies are created, and we don't understand exactly what they can handle at any one time.
Mm-hmm.
Only God can understand that part. But so sometimes we overtax our bodies.
Okay.
And we're making it a problem for it rather than helping it. Because it can only handle so much. And then we have to be aware that we've got to take care of it. Now, there's also a thing that I saw that it looked to me like in a past life that you were stabbed in with a sword.
Stabbed where?
Yeah.
Where?
Stabbed with a sword.
Stabbed with a sword.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
well,
where you were stabbed with a sword.
That's what it feels like I'm dealing with right now.
That's the only difference.
It hurts.
That's
the
what
laugh.
It looked like. So what he did was go in and take the memory out of the experience from a past life and changed it and put it into the God intelligence, all of those cells in that area.
That's wonderful.
Okay, now one of the things is to be very gentle with yourself because those cells are changing, and you must drink plenty of water, eat properly, and get rest.
That is the key issue, isn't it?
Yeah,
I think I'm doing everything except getting enough rest. That seems to be, I have a hard time.
Well, you know, sometimes if you just sit down and just say, you know, today's my day. I'm going to watch a movie. I'm going to relax. I'm going to read a book.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to sit in the sun. Today
mm-hmm.
is my day. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And you specify that you deserve it and you will accept. He's telling me, I don't know what's going on in your life, but I'm telling you, he's telling me that you've got to take some time.
Well, I will listen and do it.
I mean, does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does. Right where I am right now, I'm having to give children tests that I don't believe in. I'm having to take an exam that I'm angry about having to take.
Oh.
There's just a lot of things going on in my professional life that I'm having issues with. So I'm sure that's very related to these other physical problems.
Well, that's the... So that comes in with the bronchitis. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yes, I see that. I feel like I'm drowning.
So you're saying what you really feel and
that's
what's
probably
going
right
on in your life. Now, you turn around and just, instead of feeling that, go in and say, oh, I now feel so healthy. I can handle this. Things are going to be just fine.
Everything's going to be just fine. That's
yeah,
correct.
And just go in and keep reminding yourself that, yes, you're taking, starting to teach a different curriculum that you're not happy with, right?
The curriculum is what I have to teach, and it's fine. I enjoy that. I just don't feel like, overall, the education system that we have here is what any child needs to have.
Right, I understand.
But there's not
saying
anything I can do about that right now. I'm just one little person in a massive program, and I'm just one teacher. Many, many, many teachers feel the same way.
Well,
it's a social scene that must change.
But you can make a difference in your students, though.
Yes, you're right. I can.
Okay, you can make a difference. You can
yes,
make
I
a
can
difference. Even if it touches the soul of one student, it's worth what you're doing. Because
that's,
you'll touch somebody. So you're of great value where you are. You know? So just kind of, and let God kind of direct you to be able to do it the way that it will serve the children, okay? For
I
what you can do
that
at this particular time. What we're going to do is open up a way that you can do what you need to do. All right?
All right. I appreciate all of those words.
Okay. Now,
before,
tell me
you,
how's your side.
Thank you for going in and finding out my history. I appreciate that.
Jackie, one other thing, dear, before you go.
Okay.
Take a little time and meditate on this and see if your soul isn't urging or prompting you to obtain a reading. I think you've got some things coming up about mission. You're coming to a stage in your life where, you know, we go through stages. We learn how to manipulate our body. We go through an education process. We go through a certain amount of building up work-wise, profession, and then we come to an area in our life where there is a spiritual time where we're working on that. So give some thought to that. Do a little meditation and see if your soul isn't prompting you to ask for a reading from the Akashic
okay
records. And particularly one of the things would be about mission now.
Then
I appreciate that.
Kind of watch what you're taking. If you back
yes
off on spices and oils, there is a possibility it's your gallbladder.
Okay.
Because
I'll back off on the oils now.
Yeah, well, you know, that's a possibility.
Okay.
Okay, and just
right
kind of look at what you're eating
okay
and see if, when that occurs. But
okay
it looked to me like you had a cell memory there.
Okay. I believe it because you've healed me before, or God has, and you've been helpful in that realm. So I really appreciate that.
Okay, call back and let's see how it goes.
Good
thank
talk
you
to you, Jackie.
Okay,
thank
bye-bye
you so much. Goodbye, Carolyn.
Bye.
Goodbye, Carol.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, folks, we have maybe 15 minutes before we come to the end of the show. So if you're sitting back, I know listening is positively wonderful because you learn an awful lot. But if you have a question, you, like I said, have about 15 minutes. Start dialing. You might have a question about a health issue. Some of your guides have a question from the Akashic Records. Give some thought. Give us a call now. Our phone number here is toll-free. What more can you ask for? Toll-free number. 877-876-5227. So, Charlene, we are coming to the end of the show. How about you giving your telephone number one more time?
Okay, it's Mountain Standard Time, 801-944-9346.
And my website, carolynevers.com, we have information there about the Akashic Records, Archangel Mikael's conference calls, and some remarkable books that have been given to us by members of Spirit. Check it out. We also have some interesting information on the blogs. I think you would want to go there and read what some of the masters have given us. So if you have the opportunity, have time, check out the blog. As I said, there's a lot of information there. So, Charlene, we kind of got started in the very beginning. We were talking about cords and we were talking about fear, how that allows negative energy to come into our energy field. Did we cover everything there? Was there
anything
else?
Well, not really. I wanted to, you know, I was thinking about this the other day. If we go into fear, we create what we fear. And
that's
so
true.
Everybody in the country, of course, the, we always talk about the invasion from others, you know, coming in and bombs and so forth or missiles. And we talk about all those kind of things that can come in and invade our country. But we forget one of the greatest invasion is fear. Because what we're doing is we're fearing the gas prices going up, right? We're fearing the food going up. We're fearing the housing market. All of those things are fears. Now, what if we as a joint people mentally and verbally concentrate on bringing the gas prices down? It sure would be worth a try.
Absolutely. We're talking here about materializing
of what you think.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. If everybody is in all this fear base, then we're creating the fear in it. And those that have come in to help us create that fear are, you know, they're creating our fears. So why don't we as a group of people turn it around and say, you know, I don't choose to let you control that fear base. Let's turn it around and start mentally looking at the gas prices going down. I mean, I go out and I look at the gas price and I go, oh, I see it, $2.59. That's pretty good, $2.59 for now. We can get that lower. You see what I'm saying? Rather than fearing where it's raising so fast and so rapidly, we've got to turn it around as a people rather than letting everybody else control us. And we're saying that we can't control that? My goodness gracious, that's wrong.
Well, I think in the midst of all this conversation, perhaps we need to examine the word control.
Well, that's exactly what I see it as.
And
I see it out there that we're being controlled. As a group of people, we're being controlled.
But it's because, are we being controlled because we allow it?
Yes, we are allowing it. There's a lot of people out there who are starting to say, you know what, I don't have to accept your decision in my life. There's plenty, I'm sorry, but there's plenty of gas in our country. And I feel like that we need to start visualizing it coming down. We need to verbalize it. We need to feel it coming down and being more comfortable with it being down at a place where people have more flexibility. What it does is it starts creating unflexibility, and people's decision is that they're in lack then.
Well, you're talking about gas prices, and I'm not disagreeing with that.
No,
I would like to add to that that same principle and that same philosophy with anything that we want in our life. Whatever it is that we feel uncomfortable about or are fearing, that we work on changing that around. We have another caller. I guess you took my advice. 15 more minutes, huh? And your name?
I'm Donna. I'm in Colorado.
Hi, Donna.
Hi.
What can we do for you, dear?
I'm just wanting to know what I need to do to get my business going.
Uh-huh. That could be fun. What is your business?
I do a multi-level marketing business with a company called LifeForce. And it's a wonderful, they have wonderful products. They're really, really good for people. It's seaweed and aloe vera is the main ingredient in the basically the flagship product. And it's healing people like crazy. And I'm just having a really hard time talking to people about it. And
why do you think that is?
I don't know, because I guess sometimes I feel like I'm doing it for me and not for them. And I just really want to turn that around because I do care about healing people and, you know, that it's just very important to me. But I would also like to make money, too, but it's kind of hard to...
Donna, let's talk about something first. I think you need to clarify something in your mind.
Okay.
And that is the sales process.
Yes.
And... you know, the sales process is not one-sided. The sales process is two-sided or three-sided, depending upon how many people are involved. But when a person sells a product, no matter what it is, it has to be right for everyone, and it has to be equitable. So something that I heard there that I'm responding to is you made a comment about, I think I'm doing something for myself. And, in a sense, you are. You are one of the moving partners or pieces. It has to be right for you. It has to be right for the person that you are selling this to. And it has to be right for the company who has produced this. And see it that way. In other words, this business that you are starting, you know it's a good product. You believe in it. See it as something that your work is benefiting all three of these elements because you are here in this dimension. You have the right to be rewarded for your efforts. The company that you're handling their product, they have the right to be rewarded for their efforts. And the person that you are selling this to, they are spending their dollars, and they have the right to be sold a product that is valuable and worthwhile. So, Scott, to my humble opinion, is one of the first things that you have to do is mentally understand this, that you're putting forth effort, and you are entitled to be rewarded for that, the same as the person that you are selling this to has the right to be rewarded. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Oh, absolutely. I understand all that.
You understand it, but I'm not sure you believe it.
Yeah. I mean, I understand that there definitely has to be a high belief in what I'm doing. And I do have that. But I also find it hard. I guess it's hard for everybody who does this business.
No, I think in the very beginning, whenever someone is selling, I mean, I've been a salesperson for most of my adult life, and that's why I'm saying this. I believe I understand the sales process. And when a person is first starting in the sales process, they start thinking about the person that they are selling to. Now, this is women in particular. I don't think men suffer from this as much as women do. We think about the other person, and we think, in a sense, they're doing us a favor. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, I
and
do.
You have to come from the point of view that, no, they're not doing us a favor. This is a cooperation,
right,
where everybody's benefiting.
Absolutely. I was just wondering if there's a reason, I mean, as far as, like, you know, maybe past lives or something. Because,
well, let me ask you a question, dear. How long have you been working at this?
Oh, it's been about 2 years.
Okay, 2 years. You should be establishing something.
Right, and I have. I mean, it's not that I'm doing terrible at it, but you know, it comes and stops and starts. You know, and I guess that's how every business is. But I would like to make a living at it and not have to do other things that I've been doing.
What you're saying is you have some success, but you're not being consistent.
Right.
Okay, so you have found success, you have found some comfort, but it's not bringing in a steady stream of income that you want.
Is
that fair?
Right.
Anything else you want to add to that?
No, that's about it.
Okay, Charlene, I'm going to ask you if you're willing to see what you can do by way of programming the field for her, and then I want to talk to her a little bit about it. What do you think?
Okay, part of it is there's still a belief system that...
I'm sorry, hold on one second.
It can be your past life, and it also can be...
What was that?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
It can also be in your past life, but also in your DNA.
Okay.
And sometimes people, does this make sense in the fact that it's kind of what Carolyn was saying? Sometimes our DNA says that men can make a living, but women don't need to.
Right.
Is that correct?
Absolutely. That, you know.
Uh-huh.
I mean, no, I don't mean that I believe that, but I believe that
no,
it can
but
be
it's
a
in
reason.
Your DNA.
Yes.
So let me go in and is God your higher source?
Yes.
Let's have him change that
okay.
belief system and pull it out, okay?
Okay.
All right.
I really do believe myself that a lot of this has to do with belief system.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have enough time, but maybe I can get it real quick. Got a little grandchild who is 6, and she has a little stand selling, well, they live next to the golf course, and they're selling golf balls. She picks up the golf balls that are hit in the water, and she picks them up and resells them to the golfers, and the golfers love it. You know, this little 6-year-old with her dog, and they do happen to need golf balls. She came visiting, had $56 that she had earned, and her sister showed me this picture on the camera where she is rolling in these dollar bills on the floor, giggling, having so much fun. And I said to her, "What's happening here, hon? Why are you doing that?" She says, "Because Daddy told me I'd be rolling in money." And I shortened that. So just to tell you that so much of what we're doing, success in the world, is really our thought system.
Yes.
Have you made up a game plan, so to speak?
Oh, yes. Yeah, we have great training, and we have, you know, I get on the phone with my upline, and I mean, we have incredible training. So, yeah, I mean, I feel like I have a lot of help.
Okay, so have in talking with your people and your upline, have you found a particular area that, or you know, between talking to them and you, where it is weak, where you're weak?
Yeah, I guess it's just finding. Well, I live in the mountains, way up in the middle of sort of nowhere, and it's like right now it's snowing like heck, and sometimes I feel like I don't have enough people to talk to, you know.
Hey Donna, we have a half a minute here.
Okay,
we might even be up to the clock. Give me a call tomorrow. We'll talk about this a little more. I'm on during the day.
Okay.
4 to 5. Well, you look, that's Eastern, but we got to get off. We're up to the line.
Okay.
Give us a buzz tomorrow.
Okay.
Good talking to you, dear.
Okay, thank you so much.
Bye.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Charlene?
Goodbye.
Yeah, goodbye, darling.
Bye.